Souvenir by James Benn. Narrated by Peter Burkrot.
The moments of the past do not remain still. They retain in our memory the motion which drew them towards the future, towards a future which has itself become the past, and draw us on in their train. Marcel Proust. Chapter 1, 1945.
Burnett!
The name drifted across the snow, an urgent, choked, clipped summons. Wind took the sound and scattered it on blowing pellets of snow. The wind was ice, stabbing the men's cheeks, stinging their eyes. It was also their salvation, casting away the crunch of boots on snow, hurried whispers, the subtle sounds of fabric and gear, as each man swiveled his body, moving head and eyes front and back, side to side. It blew their frosted breath behind them instead of letting it drift up, or even worse, out in front of their faces. Even so, Jake Burnett heard his name.
"Yeah,"
he said, barely mouthing the word. He twisted his head to the right, and felt the frozen snow tapping incessantly at the back of his helmet. The wind danced loose granules over the foot-deep snowpack, sending clouds of white over the surface so it looked almost like fog. Good cover for crawling on your belly, but hell on the eyes. Jake was glad to turn away, to rest his stinging face. Ice weighed on his eyelashes, creating a hazy white glow. He shivered from deep inside, the spasms radiating out, rippling through his lungs and shaking his limbs.